Most every religion has an understanding of God as a creator, and therefore in some way as a parent. A father or a mother, in depending on which religion you're talking about. And certainly the Jewish people, even if they didn't use the word father, they would have understood God as a creator, one who has life, who passes it on to others, you know, to us. So we have a basic understanding of that parenthood of God, that fatherhood of God. But we also are told as Christians about this guy Jesus, who is God's son, and also God. Unlike us, who were created and given life by God, along with all the rest of the living things, although we were made as living things, unlike us, Jesus is the full expression of who God is, of who God the Father is. He is everything. Everything that he has is from the Father, as he says in this gospel reading. And then he promises to send this Spirit. And last week on Pentecost, we celebrated that. That was also going to have access to everything that God is and be put right into us. On a weekend where we have Father's Day, we kind of remember how much of who we are comes from our parents, who comes from our fathers. How much our maybe facial features, how much our manner of acting, you know how they always say you turn into your parents, how much the way you speak and the way you think comes from your parents, comes from your father and your mother. We see Jesus in this gospel reading tell about the Son and the Holy Spirit, tell about himself and the Holy Spirit, and how everything that God gives is going to be coming through them and given to us in perpetuity, not just like once on Pentecost way back then, but in perpetuity. He will continue to teach you everything you need to know. And he'll continue to give to you everything that you need. This constant giving is characteristic of God. All the way to the cross? Sure. All the way throughout time? Sure. The Holy Spirit living in us? Sure. We are given everything. We are given love and we are given grace. And we have the ability to stop it up and to reject that gift. But we should always be wanting to be open to it. When we receive from God love, we are also willing, hopefully, to pass that love on, so that all that is given to us is given through us to others. The love that God gives us is with no strings attached, is full and complete. We don't always love like that, but that is the example that we are given. Give everything. When we are able to love and to give away ourselves like that to our loved ones, our family, our friends, our neighbors, and even as Jesus says, if we're able even to love our enemies, then we are fully living like the way God lives. Then we are living without strings attached, and we are loving without strings attached. It is very difficult, but this is the way on the inside of the Trinity, this is what life is like inside the Trinity. The Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, they belong completely to one another. They don't need to, they don't need anything from the outside, but they're also not alone in that sort of loneliness sense that we might feel sometimes. If we can be caught up into the inside of God, then we can be part of that full giving that is constantly in motion within God. The Father begets the Son. The Father and the Son sends the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit brings us back to the Father. If we can get caught up in this cycle of love, that isn't just the life cycle here on earth, which we know eventually everything has its end point and its death. If we can get caught up into that, then we don't have to worry about the way that things end here on earth, because we'll constantly be recycling around in this relationship, in this community of three persons, and constantly in this constant full giving and full receiving of love. I don't know how many of us live like that. Probably not many of us. Give everything? It's difficult. Receive everything? Oh, that there's probably strings attached. I don't want to receive it if I'm worried that there's strings attached to it. This is the logic of us here on earth, but this is not the logic of God, and it's not the nature of God. The nature of God is this full giving and full loving, without strings attached. Father Andrew Apostoli, who I think died last year, if I remember correctly, he helped found the Franciscan Friars for the Renewal with Father Benedict Rochelle down in New York City. They're the ones who dress in gray robes and have the big long beards but shave their heads. At least the men, not the women. He once said that the Holy Spirit in this Trinity is the silent partner. The Father, we can almost find by our own logic. Something must have created everything that is. Something must be behind it all. Someone must be behind it all. Who is that first parent who gives life to everything else? We can kind of find God through logic like that. At least that's what St. Augustine would say. St. Thomas Aquinas would say. God is visible also in his works and in like the work that he gives to Moses, the Ten Commandments. He gives to Moses these words that guide us. Jesus also, very visible in his words, all the things that he says and are recorded in the Bible, and all of his actions, which speak louder than words. But Father Andrew Apostoli said that the Holy Spirit is that silent partner. There's not any words that the Holy Spirit speaks. But there's a ton of actions, and they are affected through us. And sometimes those actions are words, but the Holy Spirit inspires and moves us to say them. So he called the Holy Spirit that silent member of the Trinity. When we allow the Holy Spirit to act through us, to work through us, even to speak through us, then the love that's constantly being given to us and had been given to us first at baptism, completed in confirmation, and the Word of God, which is given to us every time we receive communion, we receive the body and blood of Jesus, all of that can be passed through us to others, without strings attached, hopefully. This is the ideal. It's difficult, but this is the ideal. May we be, first of all, receptive to all that God has to give us, without putting a stopper on it, without holding it back. And may we have the freedom and the grace to let all good things that come to us continue on through us to all those who we love and all those to whom God has intended that we send it to, even if it's those people we don't love.